The debate on nuclear energy could soon be ramping up as bans on uranium mining and exploration are reviewed. But as is inevitable in a discussion about the nuclear option, concerns about safety haven't gone away. Energy experts and those working day-to-day in radiation protection say the risks are overblown and argue it's a matter of upskilling the workforce and having clearer policies. Gavin Coote takes a look.
In terms of radiation,
I'm told it's the equivalent of a chest x-ray.
No, Chernobyl is on fire.
Fears of a nuclear catastrophe might be fresh in people's minds if they've been watching the popular series Chernobyl, which is based on the 1986 disaster at the Ukrainian nuclear power plant of the same name. Many are now debating just how much this show mirrors the actual event, but its legacy as the worst nuclear power plant accident in history has been used by many to highlight the grave dangers of getting into the business of nuclear energy. Professor Kenneth Baldwin is the director of the Energy Change Institute at Australian National University. He says there's a global responsibility to make sure it's safe, but it is possible to have safe nuclear energy.
Public opinion obviously changes when there are issues with nuclear power in other parts of the world. Clearly, Chernobyl was a tragic accident, but given proper management and governance structures, it was an avoidable accident. Likewise, I would say the same thing about what happened at Fukushima.
Many pro-nuclear advocates point out the low emissions and high electricity yields delivered by nuclear power. Currently, nuclear power generation is banned in Australia under the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, but this is set to be reviewed later this year. Uranium is already mined in South Australia and the Northern Territory, and there are various bans on mining and exploration in other states. In New South Wales, where both the exploration and mining of uranium is banned, there's growing pressure for this to be overturned.
And in the last decade, really it's changed somewhat given the developments in nuclear energy worldwide, but also the imperative to do something about the more serious impacts of climate change.
In what may be seen as a hiccup for the broader nuclear sector, there was an incident at Sydney's Lucas Heights nuclear medicine facility on Monday. Three workers were exposed to an unsafe dose of radiation. Cameron Jeffries is from the Australasian Radiation Protection Society, which represents about 200 people who work in nuclear medicine and uranium mining. He's confident nuclear energy could be produced safely here, provided the right safeguards were in place.
But Australia would have to obviously upskill and expand our workforce with experience in that area. So, which is not necessarily a major challenge, but it's just a bit of developmental work would be required, or we would have to bring in employees or staff members from overseas.
But those against nuclear power say it just doesn't make sense, environmentally or economically. Dr. Jim Green from Friends of the Earth is a prominent anti-nuclear voice.
As they noted, nuclear is 4 to 5 times the cost of wind or solar now, so it's just a no-brainer unless you like the idea of paying more for your power prices and unless you like the idea of Australia having a large amount of high-level nuclear waste to deal with, and if you like the idea of a small risk of a catastrophic accident, well, you just wouldn't even go there.
Dr. Jim Green from Friends of the Earth Australia, ending Gavin Coote's report.